We're continuing Kaddish. We're up to the words of V'yamlech Malchusei. Hashem should rule his Malchus. The Rishonim explained this to mean what we say in the Pasuk, Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. The Malchus b'shlei Musa will only be l'asalavoy, as we're talking about over here. And that's why we say V'yamlech Malchusei, that we daven that should come the Malchus of Hashem in its entirety over all people of the world. The Rishonim, many Rishonim, the Abu Dram, the Rekech, the Rambam, they had a girso over here, the Yatzach Berkoni, and Hashem should sprout forth his redemption, Vikar Mashiach, and he should bring Mashiach, and the Rishonim explained that it means the Yatzach Berkoni refers to the Simani Gula that come beforehand, that Hashem should sprout forth, and then he should bring the Mashiach. Our nosach is that we don't say it. There's a sefer Hador Bat Kufa. Champe Vov says that one time he was by the Rav and the Chazan Davinus Aksvard and he said in Kaddish, we asked him for Kaddish, we called Mashiach. And the Biskarov didn't answer Amen. So after davening, he asked the Rav if it was Makbid that he davened Svard. So he told him, Chaz Vashalom, I don't care. So he asked him, if that's the case, why didn't the Rav say Amen? And we asked him for Kaddish, we called Mashiach. So the Rav answered him, because the Rambam is Nusach HaTfidah, says the Lashon HaKadosh, and over there he says all the places where you answer Amen. But he doesn't say you have to be Atzim Rukane to say Amen. So he says that later on, he saw that it says in the Sefer Magen Mishnah Parshas told us, that the Magen told the Beis Yosef, that everything the Rambam says is nachin, is correct, except for what he didn't say to say Amen after we asked him from Kane. So he said he showed it to the Rav. The Rav was v'nane ma'oid ba'amroi. Ich hab doch gut ogelert dem Rambam. The Rav was happy, and he said, I learned up the Rambam good. I learned up the Rambam properly. You see, for the time of the Magid, that on the Rambam, that the Rambam didn't say Amen over here, that it meant that there was the sheet of the Rambam not to say it. The halachic ramifications of why we're going into this, we'll get to soon. But there's an important lesson from over here. Because it's the Sefer Mishimas Talmidim of somebody that's alive now that claims to have showed this to the Rav. It's a story that's not possible to be. I saw the Putzker brings down in the center of this Magen Meisharim with a whole different version, and therefore I looked it up in the Magen Meisharim itself. And the Magen Meisharim in Parshas is told, it says that the Magen told him, Yosef, V'hashta asinim l'glui loch, and now I'm going to come to tell you Raza the Kadisha, the side of Kaddish. Halacha l'minda, this you should know. The Madam Shleim Bechiri, this that Shleim Bechiri said, the Ein Laris Amin Achar Vikar Meshichei Lav Kushtiyu. It's not the MS, El Tzarch La'anis, Amen Hei Zimnim. Because in Kaddish you had to say Amen 5 times, Chad B'idin Amen Yiskad Amen Yiskadash, V'chad B'idin 1 the second time when you say V'ikar B'shiche, V'chad Amen Yesh Merabo, V'chad Basu Shemed Kud Shabrichu, that's the minute to say Amen then, V'chad Basu La'ela B'kabar Chosad Amir Ba'om Avimru Amen, Dinu Chomish. And the Magid explains the reason for it, that's beyond the scope of the Shir, but there's a reason to say 5 amens. We see clearly from the Magid that he was not talking about the Rambam at all. He was talking about a Sefer Shleim Bechiri. So I don't know what it's possible that anything was shown to the Briskerov. The Magid does not speak anywhere there about the Rambam. And in fact, the Magid speaks about the Rambam in Parshas Pekudei. He says, B'roiv Mekaymois, the Rambam says, learns properly in his Kushtan Devar. That's right what he says. But there's no member that the Magid said anything about this Rambam were being everywhere right except for this one. I did hear from a friend of mine, the Matcha Berlin, who heard from his father, Zev Berlin, Shlita Rishiva in Gan Yankiv, in Edom, Barbali, Steinman, Zazagazut, that is, when he grew up, his father used to daven in the minyan of the Rav, and he used to go off into the Rav. And there was a Chabatska doctor over there that wanted to daven, wanted to say Kaddish, he wanted to say, he asked the Rav Rishus to say V'yatzam V'kani V'kari B'shichei. And the Rav that told him that over here the minyan is not to say it. So the doctor told him back, but by us the minyan is to say it. So the Rav told him, but over here we don't say it. Meaning you go back to the minyan Malkim, but over here we don't say it. So the doctor told him back, but by us, we say it. So the Rav asked him, who's the uns, who's the us? Shazam et ben Tzvi, with all the others, who is this us that's the Mechayiv to say it? But based on this deal of the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't say the Amen after we ask him, "Rekani v'kar b'shichei remeisha negus meisha or chayim chelik dal paskins," that if somebody's in middle of psukah, the zimmer where he's not allowed to talk, and the chazan says we ask him, "Rekani v'kar b'shichei," one should not answer Amen because it's not pasha that there's supposed to be an Amen that's said over here. It's not a davar pasha that's the place to answer Amen because the Rambam doesn't have this Amen. Therefore, if one's out of place, he's now out of talk, but he's allowed to say Amen. It's only Amen and Chiyuv, but not this Amen, which is the most aminic, because not Muska the Rambam. Then we continue the Kaddish b'chayechon in your lifetimes of your mechon in your days of v'chayi d'chol beis Yisrael and the lifetimes of all the klal Yisrael. So the Rishayim say that we say it three times to Mechazik, the Dover, the Bakasha, and the reason is that Avraham explains. Why do you request this? Because the Navi tells us about the Mitzvah Mashiach. There will be Nisher, Echem Yehir, Vishtayim, and Mishmacho. And the Meroim said, I see Lord Echemel, Mashiach, Shekabah, I shouldn't have to see Chemel and Mashiach because they're going to be so hard. So now we dive in. That the Chemel and Mashiach, this that happens, should happen to the Goyim, but Klal Yisrael should all survive it. And Mashiach, Shekabah, Chayechen, V'yemeichon. In our lives, in our days of Chayi D'chol Beis Yisrael, and the lives of God's Chayi Yisrael. The Rekach says, Mechayechon refers to the Tamid Chachamim, Mechayechon refers to the Tzadikim, the Chassidim, and Chayi D'chol Beis Yisrael refers to the Hamoy Naam. Now why is it that we have to daven specifically for the Tzadikim that should be in their lifetimes, and the Chassidim? So the Yavetz explains that the Gemara Brachas Daf Mevov on Beis tells us that the Malchus is not the gas but Chaverta Kamali Nimo, and that's the reason that Chazal say in Psalchim Le'odim Roidim Achar Kaver Abad Shekaveres Baleho. As the Medrash tells us that Moshe was told it's a Gia Itashol Yeshua, and therefore he has to die. And the same thing with the Gemara and Shabbos tells us with David and Shlomo. Therefore, we David that when Mashiach comes, it shouldn't be like that. The old man Hikim should not have to die, but they should be able to chacham and the panesim of the Dor Ikvus and the Mashiach should be zayichah together with us to see Mashiach Tzekeinu. They shouldn't be nidchus b'bnei panisei Dor HaKadosh. The Rekech also says, based on the Chazal, that say that there's going to be three dairies in the Mitzvah Mashiach. That's all Chayechon and V'yemechon and V'chayi D'chol Beis Yisrael refers to these three dairies. Bal Golo, quickly. U'bizman Karv in a close time. So the Goyin explains what's these two things. That there's steps in the Mashiach process. So we daven that these steps should happen soon. But also that it should be a quick process. The process shouldn't drag out. And that's what we say, Bal Golo, u'bizman Karv. From the Rishayim that teach by Gola Pitoim, like Pesach Yovel Lecholoi, it's not just the quickness, but the suddenness. The Imru Amen, and we tell them to say Amen, and they say Amen, and the Tzimra answers. Yehi, it should be Shmei Rabba Mevorach, the Olam or the Olme Omhaya. There's a machlekes Rishainim, what these words mean, which we'll discuss in a minute. And there's a machlekes in the Girsa, Argus is Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, the Olam or the Olme Omhaya. There are some Rishainim that had a Girsa Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, the Olam, the Olme Omhaya, without the Ul Olme Omhaya. And the reason for this is the Rishainim tell us that the Yehi Shmei Rabba has seven words to correspond to the 7 days of the week, and there's 28 letters in them, because the 7 days of the week have 28 time periods in them. There's Yom V'Laylo, that's 14, and each day and night has before Chatzos and after Chatzos. So a week is really split up into 28 time portions. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech and Geheles, when he talks about all the times, he says Ace 28 times for these 28 times, and that's what Yigdal Arkayach Hashem. And that's Amin Neomin Hishmer Abuchol Kaychoy. Because the lessons of it have to incorporate all times. What are these lessons? The Rishonim bring that there's two Psukim in the Torah that have seven words and 28 letters. Gracious Barakim is Hashemayim is Haaretz. And we dabber the kibbutz called Vav Mein Leimor before Asaras Adibris to tell us that in the schus of the Torah Lebrizi Yom Laila Chukas Shemayim Vlaik Aretz Leisamti. So the oil stands on the schus of the Torah, and as we said before, the Amin Yishmir Abba they gathered to the God of the Chashivas of the Yishmir Abba, and therefore we say this over here to tell us that at all times this is what keeps the world going through all times. All time periods. So what's this machlokes if we say la'olme olmaya or not, with the vav or without the vav? So the Rishonim have a machlokes in the word shmei, if it's with a yud or without a yud. Is it yehei shmei rabba shin mem yud mem hei, or is it yehei shmei shin mem hei? And this machlokes is based on a tesis in Brachas Dav Gimel, that the Gemara says, "When Klai saw you say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach Hashem," and Misnachim, and he says, "Oyle Lebanim," as we spoke previously, so says Taisvis that here is a Rai, not like the Maxavitri that was Mefarish Shmei Shin Mem Yud Hey Rama, that should come big. Because of this medrash that we spoke about in the beginning of Kaddish, Kiyala Keskoi Neshtim Shalomei, and the Kizhe Shalom Hashim Keshmoy Shalom Malik, we're davening that the Shem of Hashem should come complete. That the Shem Yod Hei should come Rabo, that it should come big. Because if that's the case of Mavarach La'olam Abi Tefillah Akharis, it's different Tefillah Kalaimah Mavarach La'olam Abba, it should be Bench La'olam Abba. And it's not Mashma like that. Because over here we say, Yehi Shemayah Kalaimah Mavarach, it's Mashma, it's one Tefillah. To answer the sheet of the Maxavitri, there's a Mefarsh to bring a Sefer HaPardis. The Rashi over here teaches in Sefer HaPardis that Mevorach over here actually means Godol. That it means it should come bigger. And that's what we're saying when we say Amin Yehi Shmei Rabba. The full hamburger says that maybe Taisus is right, the Bizman Abayis, they said the Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, like Taisus. But when it's Chor Beis HaMikdash and we only say Shtei Isis, there's an added Bakasha in it. And we say also that the Yehi Shmei Rabba should come big again. But the Binyan Shleimah says a different shot. The Binyan Shleimah says that the Shem Hashem HaMefarish, the Shem Adar Isis, is only said in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're davening, Hei Shmei Rabba, Mevorach. We should bench with the Shmei Rabba, the Shem of Yud Kevavke should be said. And that is in the Beis HaMikdash. So we say Yehi Shmei Rava, it should be the name of Hashem big, Mevarach. Or, and it should be Mevarach, Ba'olam, or La'olme Omayo, or Shma Rava, the name of Hashem that's great, Mevarach, should be benched, Ba'olam, or La'olme Omayo. What are this La'olam, or La'olme Omayo? So Rechaim Elazhner explains that it refers to four olamis, because the olam is one, olmaya is two, the olmei is plural, is two more, that's four. So Chaim Elazhner explains that we know that there's four olamis. There's the olamis of Atzilos, Bria, Yitziro, and Asiya. I was saying it should be benched in all four olamis. And Chaim Elazhner says that there's four kaiches of a person, four bechinas of a person. There's the neshama, the nefesh, the ruach, and the shirish and the neshama. And when a person says Amen Yehesh Meir Abba, he has to be aware of the extra kedusha and the shirish of his neshama, and all aspects of it: the nefesh, the ruach, the neshama. And with that, he wipes out the averus of all that. And that's what we say, that a person has to answer, Amen, Nishmir Amachal Koichoi. That he does it. Sign the entire essence of the person and sign the Brio. And the Rishayim explain, Machal Koichoi means he has these kavanas, that he wants the Shmel Yagolo to be Mavarak again. That's what we say. It's kind of like Zardin Shal Ayin Shana. And the Maral points out that Ayin Shana 70 is a multiple of 7. The 7 bad words. And the multiple of it is 70. So we say something that answers the Kochai Kairin like Zadin Shalayin Shana. The Chidah says a fascinating thing. Why Davka over here we say Yehesh Shmei Rabba Mavarach? Because when we down in Kaddish, we're asking, as we spoke about, for the Gula Asidah. Now the Gula Asidah has two aspects to it. There'll be a rebuke for Shemayim, will be Yehesh Shmei Rabba. The name of Hashem will be big. Iskadosh Shmei Rabba will be big, and Kaddish, the name of Hashem will be Hashem Shalom Vakizei Shalom. There will be a Rebbe Kvayt Shemayim. But there's also, well, we don't say, but what the Rishayim had a Gersa. But even if you know that Gersa, there's another thing that happens when Mashiach comes. The Yatzach Berkadosh, there's going to be Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. So when we daven, one could think that we're davening for Mashiach also for our benefit. But we say, no, Rebbeinu Shalom. We're answering the chaz and we're affirming that the reason why we want Mashiach Tzidkenu is Yehesh Mei Rabba Tzkvayt Shemayim. That's what we're asking for, that there should be a Rebbe Kvayt Shemayim Bo'elomoy. It should be Yizgala Vizgala Shmei Rabba. And that's why we want it. And it's because of this that a person leaves aside all his woes, all his worries, and wants Mashiach just for the sake of Mashiach in order to be Yizgala Shmoy Hagolo Bo'elomoy. That it has this tremendous chus to it, that a person is currently Zardin Shal Ayin Shana. Now afterwards comes the word Yisbarach, which continues Yisbarach V'Yishtabach with 8 Lashonos of Shvachim, which we'll get to next year Beis Hashem. But there's a Machlokes Rishonim until we're once supposed to say. The Beis Yosef brings Rashi, the Rosh, Psad Yagoyin, the Rambam, are all Mashma. The Miriam Buav, they're all Mashma. You're only supposed to say till after Olamaya, because that's the 7 words in 28 Oisis. You're not supposed to say Yisbarach. But he says that he found in the Tanah de Be'elyo, he found in the Medrash. It's also Masachas Derech Eretz. The Avodram brings it. The Blazimer of Yaisi said, "Pamakas Yisim Mahalach B'Derech Has Gong on the way Mitzas Elyo." V'Imay Dalal Alafim Kamal Made 4,000 camels to Unim. Imagine, I said to him, "Mali to Unim, what are they carrying? Amr Li Afichema. They're carrying Afichema. Lama. Why? Lasis Nekama Ba'af." V'chema, to do and to come with Av v'chema, Misha v'sav v'kadosh l'baruch hu, bein bracha l'bracha, bein parak l'parak, bein omin yesh merabah li'yizbarach. The last thing is, between omin yesh merabah li'yizbarach. So it says the B'sayim to Ma'akshah, also the Sav v'yesh merabah li'yizbarach. Ma'akshah z'tzach l'aymer v'yizbarach, that you have to say yizbarach. So the B'sayim says, also he brings from the Rikanti, and Rabbi Yosef Gatilani, the Olahem Abisayim Shaom Venenshu Vadim Afra Ben Almani is Barak Ilahim Rabakitis Bemakim the Lack of Kitots. But the Besayser says that maybe what it is that a person doesn't actually have to say those words. But what it means is that the person should listen while the Shat says it. And he should be mechavin and listen to the Shat say these words till the end. And while the Shliach Tzibur says it, even though he already finished saying Amen Yesh Mirabo, it's also for him to talk. And going to the eye would say even to be mafsik by makshava. A person shouldn't be mafsik with any other types of makshavas, thinking about other things, but should concentrate on all these words. But the guy does say that if a person misses part of these words, because he's saying Amin Yesh Mirabah longer than the Shatz, he should catch up. The guy in the Maisarab says he should catch up to where the Shatz is. In Maisarab, it's about that. He should catch up to where the Shatz is, and then listen to the rest of it. Now, since saying is Barach, it's not clear in halacha that one's mechuyev to say it. We said it might be a mechaykes if one should say it or not. Therefore, the Mishabur brings B'shem Nechai Adam that the time that it's also to talk, for sure one should not answer the word Yizbarach because it's a sadik if it should be said or not. B'shem Hashem, next time we'll go to the explanation of these words of Shvachim of Yizbarach and on.